again. Better watch out, folks.
Yep. I should say, Chief. We are heading for home. Just turning off on Fairview Road down here by the Target store and Josie's. I think they got us for about $80 and Aldi's and a little bit. I don't know what we spent in Walmart. You, Mom? 20. Got me some ginger ale.
You floating for a while then?
Well, the only bad thing is, Rusty, they sell the 12-ounce cans. They're a lot cheaper than the small cans, but I wind up pouring them out, and I don't like to waste, so I go ahead and give the little extra and get the small cans. It's just about right, and it's half as much sugar and calories and all that rot. But I like Canada Dry ginger ale. It's good.
Yep, and all that's good stuff, and all. Well, be careful on your way back to the house. Don't run over anybody and don't get hit, and all. I think I'm going to run out here in a little bit. I got some stuff and I can throw in the dryer now, some bedclothes. They finished washing, so I can let that dry while I go out and find me some lunch. And I'll think I'll go get me a baked potato somewhere today. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I'll be on the road shortly. W2T.
Well, baked potato, don't you get some chili or something on it?
Well, I usually, when I go up here to the deli where I go, I get a baked potato with Angus beef on it.
Well, I hadn't heard of that one, but sounds all right. We used to get that one at Wendy's with the baked potato and the chili. But chili doesn't agree with me much anymore. Boy, Bernice made a beautiful pot of chili yesterday, and not really hot at all, but it made my stomach feel like it was on fire. Guess I should have ate something else with it besides just chili.
Well, you always get something that you want on that, so, I mean, you know, add a little bit of cheese to the chili. It always kind of takes, if you've got something that's real spicy and you want to ease it up a little bit, just take the chili and add a little bit of shredded cheese to it. It works every time.
My consideration, by golly. Oh, and then I filled up with gas while I was down there. Oh, this doesn't get near as much as a hybrid, but I like it. It even got about 23, 24 miles a gallon, and I don't let any grass grow under my feet, so I can't really blame the car. And I don't leave it in econ mode.
Tell you what, I've been driving my car around lately, and I noticed on this last tank of gas, I was getting 28.5 miles for the gallon. How about that?
Well, I think we get that much on long drives, but we never take long drives or highway drives very seldom unless it's to Spartanburg. But that makes a lot of difference, too. If you fill up after a few short trips, your gas mileage goes way down.
Yep, it does. Well, let me run out here so I can get all my stuff up, gather up, put my wallet in my pocket so I can head out the door. They have funny, strange feelings about you if you drive without your driver's license in your pocket, you know, with you. So the law has several rules about that. You know, it's kind of strange.
You're an illegal immigrant, and then it's okay. And no insurance. See you later, Rusty. We're just passing that famous gentleman, W4 DJW Silver Ridge edition here. 73's Rusty. Catch you down the line in 0TR Clear.
All right. Talk to you later, W2T.